The reason you can believe for a good in your future, for a confident expectation of good, for a happy anticipation of good in your future, is because at the cross, Jesus bore all your sins and canceled out all the effects of those sins and the harvest of those sins. There's no bad things that will come back to haunt you. Here is where we gotta watch it. The devil attacks you. And you know what he does not? He throws the thought in you, I'm an addict. He used the personal pronoun. He doesn't use the second person, you. He used the first person, I. As if you are thinking those thoughts. When the evil thought comes, the blasphemous thought comes, don't own it. It does not define you.
Does life sometimes feel like an emotional roller coaster ride? Are you worn out by discouragement and things not going your way? In today's message, discover the secret to having unshakable joy and peace. Learn what it means to live heavenly-minded and how it can empower you to rise above the trials of life. Whether you're facing a challenge in your career, health, or family life, see how having a posture of joy can lead you to experience success in all areas of your life. Find out more in Joseph Prince's message series titled, Live Heavenly-Minded in Tough Times. Yours for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Request now, and we will also include Joseph's book, A Life Worth Living. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to get your copy today. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
God wants you to know His plan. He loves you. And all the people said, amen. 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 So now that we are safe, all right, I'm speaking to people that have put their trust in Christ. Christ died for our sins and rose again from the dead without our sins. He effectively put them all away through His blood. Amen. And when He rose from the dead, from then on, your identity is now in Him. So Romans 5 tells us, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God, not trying to look for it, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have gained access by faith into this grace, into this favor in which we now stand. Folks, once you are justified by faith, you have access. So we have access by faith into this grace. So now we have access by faith into this favor. Grace can be favor. It's favor, this place of favor with God, favor, crown. We boast in the hope of the glory of God. That means hope is always future. Hope is a positive expectation of good. In fact, Vine defines hope. The Greek word for hope is, think of Elvis, okay? Then you'll understand this. You can memorize this. Elpis. Say Elpis. So not Elvis. Elpis. Shouldn't mention Elvis then. Instead of VP, okay? Elpis. Elpis is a positive expectation of good. Vine, great scholar, he says that Elpis is a favorable and confident expectation. He also said it's a happy expectation of good. Wow. In fact, the most frequently used is the happy expectation of good. That's hope. Amen. And the Bible says we boast, literally the word is boast, in positive expectation of good in our future. And this good is the glory of God. The glory of God manifested in our lives. Amen. In our person. For sin is defined as coming short or forfeiting the glory of God. We are back. Amen. And the glory will manifest in your marriage. It will manifest in your body. It will manifest in your relationships. It will manifest in everything you touch, think, say, and do. Amen. Praise God. So, next verse. It says, not only that we glory or boast in anticipation of the glory of God, not only that, we also boast in our sufferings. The old King James says tribulation, sufferings. Now, this is like weird. It's like, if you think about it, wow, we boast in our sufferings. Sufferings is not from God. Look at God's original plan. In the Garden of Eden, no one suffered. Everything was there in abundance. Right? Suffering came because of sin. But it's just telling you, when suffering happened, now God is going to deal with the world as it is. Because of what Jesus did at the cross, now suffering will produce something in you if you know the plan of God. So whatever suffering is, amen? It does not say you will stay in that suffering. It says that suffering, we boast in suffering, knowing this, suffering produces perseverance. I told some pastors, the other day that I don't think I'll be the pastor I am today had I not learned in my teens suffering. Not learn. You don't learn. Don't go to a school to learn. I'm more or less forced into it. Amen. I suffered. thinking that I committed the unpardonable sin. I suffered very, very young. Compared to my friend, I'm thinking to myself, why can't I have an enjoyable life? I suffered having sleepless nights. I suffered feeling like demons talking to me at night, oppressing my sleep. I suffered thinking I've lost my salvation. I suffered all those things at a young age, 18, 19 years old. You know, when I look back, it produced something in me, perseverance. But when I look back, now, whatever people say, doesn't matter. It's like there is something inside me already that I have persevered through that, and now it's like, what you got? Chicken feet. Water off a duck's back. It's just a little comment. Amen. Who said it? Oh, that person said it. Okay, fine. Amen. It's no more, you know, I really don't, I'm not one of those that there are 10 comments, one negative comment, you zero your mind on it and you think about it, you're obsessed with it. I got no time. I don't even have time to look at my social media. I don't even know what's the latest following. Oh, amen. So, I know many of you, you can't understand that kind of life, right? Amen. You are looking all the time, right? Halfway I'm preaching, you're also looking. Amen. You know what I call that? If your name is James, that's called James Bondage. I'm trying to say it nicely. It's bondage. It's bondage to have to look all the time to see how many are following, how many are, you know. And but Pastor Prince, you got no one following you? Maybe, okay? Maybe that's the reason why I don't want to look at it, all right? But really, that's not the life that God wants us to live. It goes up when someone commands well, and it goes down when someone commands really bad. To see who is following you, or a fear of missing out, and like the FOMO syndrome, amen? Or I call it FOLO. All right, fear of losing out here in Singapore. Amen. And you know, it's a bondage. It's really a bondage. Life should be happier than just that every time there's a thing, you got to look at your phone. I like life got to be, come on, life got to be simpler than that. Happier and peaceful. Can I have a good amen? Now, I'm not knocking this phone and all that. I have a handphone and I carry it everywhere I go. Okay, not now. Amen. But it's a function, it's a tool. I do not serve it. It serves me. When it calls, I don't kowtow and obey all the time and say, yes, master, here I am. What is thy message? Open the gate first. Yes, master. Release me. Access code. Your thumbprint or whatever. Yes, master. You know, I'm sorry. I'm trying to make you feel to see that the whole thing is bondage. Whether it's James bondage or Jane bondage, amen, it's bondage. Pastor, you're so corny, I know. Perseverance will produce character, character, hope. See what produces hope? Positive expectation of good. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Then it'll produce hope. Hope for your future. And hope does not, listen carefully, hope does not put us to shame. When you have hope, it will not put you to shame. Today, the world says what? Don't raise your... Can I tell you something? Is your pastor talking to you? Don't raise your hopelessness. Come on. It's already there already. Don't raise it anymore. You don't need help to raise your hopelessness. Every time you look at the news, it's raised. Every time you hear someone say something, it's raised. The world, by default mode, is negative. Amen. You don't hear. You know, news does not thrive on good news. Today, 3,500,345 planes landed safely, which is true. Maybe not 3 million, but I'm just rounding off figures somewhere from my head. I'm just saying that there are thousands and thousands of planes that landed safely, but they will not announce that. They'll announce the one that has an engine trouble, right? That's how news work. But then what do you focus on? That one. So you take the plane, guess what? Maybe mine is the one. You are the one. Instead of being powered by one, you are being disempowered by that one bad news. Huh? That's not hope. It's the opposite of hope. It's no positive expectation of good. The Bible says God wants us to have hope. Amen. God wants us to have hope. And this hope will not put you to shame. And the world says you raise your hope, you'll be disappointed. You raise your hope, you'll be disappointed. Because once upon a time, when we were younger, without Christ, yes, we raised our hopes. We were people that, young people are very optimistic, you know what I'm saying? They have a positive expectation of good. They believe they can become the president. They can become a doctor. They believe they can become an astronaut, you know? They have hope. But then without Christ, hope has no power. Amen. The reason you can believe for a good in your future, for a confident expectation of good, for a happy anticipation of good in your future, is because at the cross, Jesus bore all your sins and canceled out all the effects of those sins and the harvest of those sins. There's no bad things that will come back to haunt you. Amen. All your harvest of wages of sin, the harvest of your sins have all been harvested at the cross, if I can say that. And those harvests is cut down. Amen. When Jesus Christ finished, there's nothing waiting for you in the future except good. So believers should raise their hope. Elpis, are you listening, people? And this hope, the Bible promised, will not put you to shame. If you're sick in your body, you should have hope that you will be well. If you are suffering addiction, you must have hope that you will get out of it and you'll be delivered from it and much better, much freer, much stronger than ever before. Amen. If you are advancing in years, you must have hope that there are people who are young and strong and you'll feel stronger and younger than you were half your age. When you were half your age, amen, you were weaker, you were always tired, you'll be stronger than that age. You gotta have hope. So when you hear people talking about hope, you don't get angry. Have you ever read this verse? Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Which one comes first? If English is your language, tell me now, which one comes first? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Which one comes first? If there's no hope, faith has no substance. Because faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. You gotta have hope. Hope your body will be well. And some people are taught, you know, your background, you're taught that you gotta have faith. Faith is what heals, not hope. I understand that, but listen carefully. Without hope, there can be no faith. You gotta believe that your child will be well. You gotta have that hope. You gotta pray, like, you know, thanking God for that. Amen. Then your faith will work because faith is a substance hypostasis, which is under hypo. Stasis is stand. Faith is the thing that makes you stand in the things that you hope for. Faith undergirds you. Amen. For the things that you hope for. So faith is actually under your feet in this verse. Hypostasis, which is the Greek word, substance. Hope for is in front of you, your goal, your destination. People cannot be in the now. Because you know what? Fear and worry got to do with nothing but nothing to do with the now. Fear is something to do with the future. All right? Worry is the future. Guilt, condemnation, regret, the past. So if you are in regret, you are worried, you are not living now. You can be in a very beautiful place. You're in Hawaii. Aloha, oi. Aloha, oi. And they are dancing in front of you, calling oi, 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 so many times. And you are like, you are worried. You are living in the future, not living in Hawaii. I'm just giving an example that, you know, people don't live in the now. The Bible says now faith is. Both now, between faith is now and is. Both are present tense. Live in the now and you live in the realm of faith. The Bible says the time of salvation is now. It's never in the future. Amen. The time of salvation, the word salvation is soterios, also for healing, wholeness, deliverance, is now. If you live in the now, the Bible says God is a very present help. He is a very present help. Very present help in our time of need. Amen? So our minds are the ones being attacked. We are attacked like, you know, it's crazy. Yeah, people cannot focus because today especially, the phone and our social media and the kind of culture that we live in is full of distractions. We are so afraid of missing out that we want to have every information that we can have. But that knowledge, does it remind you of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? The tree that God didn't want man to eat from is not just the tree of evil. It's the tree of knowledge of good. Of good, even, and evil. Amen. God wants man to live from the tree of life. Amen. So, knowing that knowledge, what has it done for you, for your marriage? What has it done for your health? What has it done for your peace of mind? What has it done for you financially? What has it done for you, especially in your walk with God? Amen. Enjoying the kingdom life. Amen. That God wants you to enjoy, the abundant life that Jesus came to give you. What has it done for you? You spend so much time. You should spend time. Why? But Isaiah says it like this. And it's so relevant for our times. He says, why do you spend time for what is not bread? And for that which does not satisfy. Why do we spend so much time? Amen. We should. I'm not saying you don't throw your phone or whatever. I didn't say that. I'm saying control it. Don't let it control you. The devil wants to attack this. Many times you think you are thinking those thoughts. You are not. When I was suffering those things that I said, I suffered 18 years old, 19 years old. You know, it wasn't me thinking those thoughts. What was your problem, Pastor? Blasphemous thoughts. I was so sincere. I want to be so close to God. All of a sudden, bang, blasphemous thoughts kept coming in my mind. And I thought it was like this from me. I never knew it's from outside in. I didn't know the devil can give you thoughts. Like Peter told Ananias, why has Satan put in your heart? Judas Iscariot, Satan put into his heart. Likewise, how does God speak to you? Nehemiah, God has put in my heart. Man of God, God has placed in my heart a desire. It is God who works in you, not outside. In you. In fact, God works in you. The devil works from outside because God forbid the devil works from inside. Oh, you don't want the devil to work from inside. What's your name? Legion. Today, what's your name? Zombie. And that's what a person who is a zombie is a person who is half dead, half alive. You know, the living dead. The walking dead. It's literally sinners without Christ. They are alive, their heart goes boop, 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 but they're dead. And they feed on flesh. Only fleshly pursuits. You're not created for the dust. You're created for heavenly things. Amen. Child of God. Amen. Just like a little eaglet among the chickens. Somehow, it was born among the chickens. But when it looks at an eagle scream high up there with that shriek, that cry, something inside the eaglet says, I belong there. And all the chickens say, no, 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 not practical like you. Not practical. Wake up to reality. Wake up. Don't raise your hopes so high. Next thing you know, hey, you heard brother cock-a-doodle-doo? Yeah, what happened? Yesterday, a snake came and gobbled him up. Oh, but the other day, I saw that eagle with a snake in his mouth. He flew really high, then he dropped the snake among the rocks. Then I saw him fly down and eat the snake. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Yes. But before this verse, it says, even the youths shall faint. And those who don't wait upon the Lord, they shall faint. Even the youth shall faint, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, regardless of age. Amen? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
Here is where we got to watch it. The devil attacks you. And you know what he does not? He throws the thought in you, I'm an addict. He used the personal pronoun. He doesn't use the second person, you. He used the first person. I, as if you are thinking those thoughts. So many a times I would have blasphemous thoughts and I think it's from me against God. Ah, oh no, oh no. And then he would, when I'm praying, bad thoughts about God, a lot of blasphemous thoughts. Then I stopped praying. Then slowly, slowly, I just left. I know he never leaves me, but I left the Lord. Amen. It's just the blasphemous thoughts. And I own it. You know, just like the saying, you can't stop birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from making a nest. You can, you know. You can't stop them from making a nest. You know, look on there. Is he making a nest? I think so. Sure looks like a nest to me. I can't tell because sometimes your hair is a nest. But I think there's a bird there. Oops, sorry. Now there's an egg in the nest, on your nest. You can stop the bird from, you know, you can't stop thoughts from flying. Some bad thoughts will come. Amen? It happens to all of us. Now here's the word of deliverance. When a bad thought comes, listen carefully. When an evil thought comes, a blasphemous thought comes, don't own it. It's a bird flying, that's all. It does not define you. Yep, including the bad thought you had about me when I came out just now. It's not you. You love me. And I love you. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, now let us who are the day be sober. All right? We don't belong to the night season, but we go through the night season. One day there'll be no more night, the Bible tells us. But we are children of the day. We are children of the light. Let us put on the breastplate, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. So the breastplate protects you, your heart. Your heart is where the accusation comes in. The devil accuses you on your heart. Your conscience is always this realm. Faith and love will protect your heart. And that's why, regardless of what you hear, a sermon, whatever it is, if you leave with fear, if you leave with an attitude of holier than thou, bitter towards other Christians and all that, you have not heard the word of God. Because the word of God will always cause the breastplate of faith and love to be on your heart. On your conscience. Can I have a good amen? And then it says, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation, the hope of soteria. Salvation is an all-encompassing word, all-inclusive word. It includes not just salvation from eternal destruction, salvation from hell, but salvation from sickness. Look it up. The word salvation is a noun, feminine noun, but the word soteria is a feminine noun, but it comes from the verb sozo, where Jesus told the woman, just now we talk about the woman who came behind and received healing. Jesus says, your faith has sozo you. So sozo is, soteria is also healing, because sozo is in it. It's the verb form of soteria. Amen? Healing. It's rescue. Rescue from danger, deliverance, protection. Wow, when the angel was sent and said, and you shall call his name Jesus. In the Greek, it will be, you'll call his name soteria, salvation. His name, it is all-inclusive name. And he demonstrated his name everywhere he went. He set people free. The legion, the guy who was possessed with so many demons, he set him free. So much so, the man wants to be with Jesus. Amen. He healed. Everywhere he went, he healed all those who were oppressed of the devil. God was with him. Can I have a good amen? Amen. 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 You're listening? So put on the breastplate. You know, as a young person, I was sharing with you that I read a book that says you can lose your salvation. And for some reason, I believe this author. I believe you can lose your salvation. The moment I did that, bang, all those blasphemous thoughts came. I can point to the very time when I started believing what I read. I don't fault the author, okay? I believe it, okay? And I believe you can lose your salvation, which I know now you cannot, amen? It's for eternal security, praise God. But I believe that. And the moment I believe that, that's when all those blasphemous thoughts came. You know why? There's no more helmet. There's no hope of salvation. Even though I was saved, I have salvation, there's no hope. Because I believe I was lost. The moment the first thought came against the Holy Spirit, blasphemous thoughts, bang, I said, I've committed the unpardonable sin, which is not.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. Ever find yourself overwhelmed by negative thoughts? Life's challenges can weigh heavy on our hearts. But imagine a life where you can live victoriously above your circumstances. Find out more in Joseph Prince's series, Live Heavenly Minded in Tough Times. Yours today for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Request now, and we will also include Joseph's book, A Life Worth Living. For a gift of $75 or more, we will also send you the Living Free from Stress and Anxiety 2-Sermon CD series and the Joseph Prince on Wisdom 3-Sermon CD series. Or for a specific gift, you'll receive the Amplified Holy Bible and a set of Flourishing in Christ Scripture Promise cards. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request yours today. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Praise the Lord. Lift your hands all across this place. Father in heaven, this coming week, as all the eagles gather together, Lord, as they gather together in this wonderful nest, Lord, called the church. Father, they are releasing their faith for a wonderful future. Even the future of this week, Father, this coming week, we look at this week with hope. We ask in Jesus' name that they will run smack dab in the middle, Lord, of a great blessing, a surprise blessing that you have in store. And I pray that when they experience that, they will remember this prayer that they prayed, Father. And throughout this week, in the name of Jesus, be thou their shield. Be thou their defense, their protection from every evil, from every infection, from even the dengue mosquitoes, Lord, from all the powers of darkness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be thou their favor in their workplace, in their ministry, wherever they are. Be thou their favor with one another in their marriage, in their family relationships, Lord. Be thou their peace, wonderful peace, shalom well-being. That they wake up every morning with a wonderful expectation of good for that day. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the discernment to know that evil thoughts flying through our heads, they may come, but they're not from us. Give us the gift of ignoring them. Give us the gift of knowing your thoughts, which are good for us and never evil. In Jesus' name, all the people said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Love you all. Amen. See you again.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
What if there was a better way to navigate some of life's biggest challenges? Introducing Grace Academy. Featuring brand new content from Joseph Prince, Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you navigate some of life's hardest questions.
I pray these resources will inspire and equip you to live confidently every day.
Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.